Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night, trying to keep it live from Cat Harbin, Virginia. I had a few problems tonight, and so we're on the air a little bit late. I lost about 12 minutes. I'm really sorry. Tonight's topic is the digital world. So what do you think about this digital world? I'm not sure we're going to have anybody tonight, but we're sure going to give it a try, I'll tell you that. I mean, let me see if we got anybody in the chat room. I had a little trouble getting started here tonight. Norm is in the house, so if you want to come to the chat room, you go right ahead. Remember, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. And I got five lines open. Tonight's topic is the digital world. God, it's changing all the time. It's really a pretty amazing that we've got things going on like we do. I mean, here I am sitting here, literally. I mean, I don't, but we could have an audience of thousands. It's not costing me a cent, you know. I got a $25 headset on my head. I got a $1,000 computer, and here I am talking to the whole world. It's really a pretty amazing thing. Remember, 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. Norm is the name, and I'm willing to talk just about anything with you. I think, you know, maybe what I could be trying to do. Things are a little jumpy here. I got nobody on the line in an open evening, but what I'm going to try to do, if you want to come and talk to me in the chat room, there I am. I've had 4,330 listeners, different listeners listening to the show, and I'm really kind of excited about that, and here I am. If nothing else, I guess I can just go to my own Twitter account. I'll just read you some of my tweets because it's the Norm at Night show. But you know what? Even Norm has got to go to the bathroom. And let me just get signed in here to Twitter. And you can follow me at nconstantine if you want to get yourself on Twitter. I don't know. I seem to be losing my track here. Norm at Night, we're live. I got to go to the bathroom. So while Norm's off at the laboratory, God, this is unbelievable. Let's see what we can get on the show here. Why don't we just listen to a little bit of Habits. One of the bad habits is, you know, every once in a while you got to go to the bathroom. And I had a few problems tonight getting alive, but here we're on. I got about 11 minutes left, and if you want to join me for them, 347-945-6713, I'll be glad to let you have one of the five lines. But, I've been, let's see, I'm trying to find my tweets now. Let's see what we have coming in. Well, here's an interesting article I'm taking a look at here in this digital world. Leave me alone, I'm working. One of the, we have a writer named Gina Tarpani outlines the dangers of too many tasks at the same time. You know, we live in this digital culture where all kinds of things can bother us at one time. And, excuse me. We've got a little blogmatic here, Workplace Learning Today. It's a Brandon Hall blog. I guess you can go take a look at it if you like. Oh, Don Tapscott, you know, his book, Growing Up Digital, got me started in this whole business. He talks about Gizmodo's series, which is actually talking about the decline of Sony. That's a real interesting thing. Let's see if anybody's in the chat session. Oh, I already got one started. I don't need another one. You think I'd finally get the hang of this crap. But I never seem to. Still, now I thought maybe a guest with no name might pop in again tonight. Haven't heard or seen from him for a while. Anyway, let's get back to the Skypies. What do we have next? Buffy Hamilton. Oh, she's a crazy librarian. She's got an article in the School Library Journal. Let's see what Buffy's got to say. Apparently, the California school system is eliminating librarians, and she's upset about that. The Mercer Union High School District, for instance, is 5 librarians on the payroll, and they're cutting 4 of them. Well, I guess California, as the governor likes to say, is going broke. And the American Association of School Librarians is getting all upset out there. Who's important to you? That's an interesting question. How many times have you asked it of yourself? Who's important to you? Oh, Buffy Hamilton's going wild today after she finishes complaining about the librarians. She's got a piece, Why I'm Not Using an E-Book Reader. I'll tell you why I'm not using an E-Book Reader. You don't need one. It's just another piece of poop. Just another gadget. Well, you know, that's my latest reading. Jaron Lanier, he's wrote that wonderful book, You're Not a Gadget, and I'm kind of excited by that. I'm really having fun reading that book. Great sites are blocked unilaterally at my school. And there's one person responsible, and that's the principal. Well, I guess that's really got to take the heat. Here's Don Tapscott again. Jonathan Schwartz used to blog as the CEO of Sun Microsystems. Now he, according to Tapscott, he's worth reading. Let's take a little look at what we've got here. What I couldn't say. Good artist copy, great artist steal. Wow, whoa! Good artist copy, great artist steal. That's real interesting. Steve, I'm just watching the last presentation. So do artists steal from each other? What do you think? I don't know the answer to that. What else do we have here? A lot of... Now, here's a guy, just calls himself Dave 9/11. He says that sleeping with NyQuil is worse than not sleeping at all. Oh, God, we live in this drug culture. Hey, go ahead. You're there with Norm.
Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not bad. You got a late start, huh?
Yeah, I could make up excuses and... but I fell asleep on my couch. I didn't wake up till 11:08. So, yeah, I'm a little late tonight. I don't have much time to go. And
yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it.
But, you know, we keeping it real here in Chant Harbor,
mm-hmm.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Just talking about the digital world and
I caught some of that thing with the librarians.
That's out in your state. That's right. I forgot.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's one. We have two high schools in my district, and one of them has hit the bottom in terms of the scores and all that, and they were within the bottom 5%. So what's happened is all these little charter schools have started all around here, and they've siphoned off all the good students. So we've got 10-year-olds taking college prep courses. I mean, it's pretty amazing. But the result is that the large high school is... have some pretty low grades, and so they get an opportunity to go into a federal program. It lasts for about 3 years, and they get money to basically get their scores back up again. And some of the solutions are rather almost draconian, I guess.
What if they don't get their scores back up again?
They fire half the teachers and all the administrators.
And nothing changes anyway.
Or they can turn it into a charter school, which is and then that gets rather involved. I don't know that they'd even, it's a little bit too big. The charter schools tend to be, you know, smaller, focused groups. And they're far better for the kids, and most of the parents know this, and they're willing to pay the extra money to put them in the charter schools. So that's kind of it. It's almost a class thing too. If you have the money, you go elsewhere. It's that simple, you know. much like private schools, you know how that
is. Yeah, I guess. I've been making my living in one for 30 years.
And, you know, the sad thing is that that school is, there's nothing in Buffalo compared to it. I mean, it's I think, maybe 20 years old at the most. But it's like a college campus. It's a beautiful place. With its own little stadium and archery courses and pools and you name it, they got it. It's a really nice place. But anyway, yeah, we have to. Well, our problem, of course, with funding has to do with the way the property taxes are set up. You know, so in a way, it protects us because they can't spend money. They can't raise taxes the way they do in New York State.
New York State, there's a place to want to envy.
Yeah.
The governor can't see. The state police chairman harasses or chief harasses people. The congressman gropes his. I was tickling him. Fifty-year-old man tickles people.
But this whole thing is, you know, sex, right? It's like, what does that have to do with government? Damn it, you know, I don't care who spits or boinks. I don't care who pats any of them boink. I don't care.
There's a topic for next week.
I'm not hungry.
How does boinking affect the government?
We don't hire these people for that. You know, that Clinton had an affair with the intern. They're both adults. You know, I don't care at all what they do. Enough. I don't want to get in that topic, especially, you know.
Not a point. Well, we got 33 seconds to go.
I used the nice word, you see. I had that frame of mind.
That's right. Well, it's been fun, and I'm having trouble staying awake here.
Alrighty.
And so Norm is going to sign. Thanks for the call, and we will see you next week. I will be here on time, and a little Italian music to send us out.
Okay, dude. Take care.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore
viveva
in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa indiana sopra un grosso bastimento. La bellissima Cari, Pasqualino la guardò e Cari si innamorò ed in India lo portò. Pasqualino.